Bordeaux, Brother and Sister, Basel, Switzerland, April 4th, 1886. Dear Brother and Sister Bordeaux, I wish to say of the book you sent me, this is not the book that I desired. There is in your library a smaller book entitled Jewish Antiquities. It is something in the form of a dictionary, but it is not after the order of this book which you have sent me. It does not say Josephus's works. I know that I looked into this book when I was at your place. If you can find such a book in your library, please accommodate me with the use of it for a short time. My health is much better than it was when I last wrote you. The Lord has been merciful to me. He has heard my earnest prayers to remove physical infirmities, that I might be the better able to do the work which seems necessary to be done. The last letter received from you gave information that you were having a crowded hall. Does this interest continue? May God help you in this work, that you may so closely connect with Him that you may be able not only to interest, but to educate and instruct the people. I know Italy is a hard field, and we may say the same of very many places in Europe. But if there is earnest praying to God and working as well as praying, we do believe that the Lord will bless the efforts made, that the opposition which will be fierce and determined in Italy will not prevent honest souls from accepting the light of truth. Let us ever remember that God has entrusted with us a most solemn and testing message for the world. If we work in His strength, putting our whole dependence upon God, my faith is we shall see souls converted to God. I never felt more deeply than at the present time the necessity of constant, living faith that will not be quenched by seeming impossibilities. We are in constant danger of relying upon our own finite powers. It is God alone that can make His truth to triumph, and we should feel highly honored if we can have the privilege of triumphing with it. I hope you will be very guarded not to allow minor things to divert your mind away from the work of God. This work is of that importance that it requires all the powers which we possess, and then we must rely wholly upon the power of Jesus Christ to work with our efforts. May the Lord give you wisdom and be your ever-present counselor by having success attend your labors in Italy. We have no time to lose. While the angels are holding the four winds that they shall not blow, is our opportunity to work. Tell us when you think is the best time for us to again visit Italy, not merely Torre Pellice, but Naples and other places where there are souls in the faith. May the Lord bless you both with a large measure of faith, is the prayer of your sister.